In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father of mercy, thank you for this morning, and thank you for allowing all of us to gather today to worship you. Lord, we pray that you continue to guide our paths on this side of the eternity. More important, Lord, that you strengthen faith. We are here, Lord, to hear your word, to receive your sacraments. That you, Lord, continue to shape our lives of faith. We ask this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, so do you hear my story of last Wednesday? So I will share you my story of Thursday. So Thursday, I wake up early in the morning. I start working on my turkey. And while I was doing that, I was, my wife, Alma, was preparing the salads, I mean, all the sides, actually. And then my daughter was cooking, I mean, that was making some cookies. And that was kind of interesting because you don't see the three of us doing something in the kitchen or working towards something. So we knew that while we do all this work during Thursday, during the day, we're looking forward for that special time. That's something special was coming up. That Thursday night, actually, was not even the evening, so Thursday night. We planned to gather at my brother-in-law's house at around 8 or 9 to have dinner. So we never on time, so we ended up having dinner around 9:30 or close to 10. And we had three turkeys, actually. So, and all disappear. So, we were preparing for something special. Something special was coming up that Thursday. And my wife, my daughter, and I were working on that the whole day. My brother-in-law was cleaning his home, and his brother was doing putting up some decorations. And, I mean, everybody was working, doing something, because We're looking forward that time for something special. And you can tell that something special is coming up. For example, have you noticed that Christmas is coming? How can you tell? Well, the shops and streets are full of Christmas decorations. There is wrappings, lights, gift ideas, and stores displays. There is Christmas music. It's playing everywhere, here and there. TV ads let you know what you need to buy to make yourself or a loved one happy. And what can I tell about TV? Hallmark Channel. And even other channels have non-stop Christmas movies on. Our gospel lesson tells us about something special that is coming up as well. St. Mark uses a montage of pictures to let us know that the Lord is on his way. Do you catch what he's saying? Kind of a scary picture. The sun was dark. The moon goes black. Stars fall from the sky, and the very heavens will be shaken. And then you see it. Jesus coming down, open the eastern sky. Picture it. The clouds roll back, and there it is, light and glory. Accompanied by angels coming back and forth, gathering all the chosen ones, amazing and unbelievable. And yet, this scene is a biblical fact. Truth, that day is coming. But so few take this very seriously. I was doing some shopping the other day for my daughter's quinceañera, at one of, I think it's Jefferson Street in Dallas. And while I was shopping, there was a guy in the corner of, you guys know this Hispanic store, Fiesta, where you buy all these groceries, Hispanic groceries. So there was a guy in the corner of the store saying, repent, the end is near. And he was saying that aloud, and he was telling people about the end. But no one take that seriously at that time, at that point. When I heard that, I still have that picture, what he was saying, and that he was actually shouting at that time, "The end is near." But this has been a problem from the time of the apostles. St. Peter writes, "Scoffers will come in the last day with scoffing, following their own sinful desires. They will say, 'Where is the promise of his coming?' For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation." From 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. So many have tried to predict the date when the world is to end, and all have failed. In light of this, it is so easy to become passive and complacent and ignore the fact that something special is coming up. So here's a question. How do you get ready for the end? I have friends that are actually going to church in Fort Worth, they spend almost the whole week in church, almost every day in the evening, they are at church doing something, either singing or gathering for devotions or something, but at their church. So when I ask the question why they will gather there, and they say, if Jesus returns, we want to make sure that we are in the right place. And I ask the question, so what if he comes in the morning while you are at work? And no one says anything. Say, no, you're wrong. Yes, keep going. So by the way, they are not Lutherans, okay? The question, how do you get ready for the end? So how can we get ready for the end of the world? Can be a question. There is something that we can be assured. Jesus has done all that is needed to make us ready. The Christian is not and should not be terrible worry if tomorrow is the end of the world. Christ has made amazing and beautiful promise to us. Forgiveness because of my cross, eternal life because of my resurrection, righteousness and heavenly mansions because of God's mercy and grace. And here's what I hope that each of you takes away from the idea of the end, of that the end is coming. Wait for Jesus with joyful anticipation, like you will for the arrival of someone who really loves you because he does. The gospel calls us to be prepared for that day. How? By trusting that Jesus has won forgiveness for all of us. By being at peace and knowing that Jesus truly did win heaven for us. So if Jesus comes when it happens that you'll be watching the Cowboys game or surfing the web, or even if you are watching CNN or Fox, instead of reading the Bible, it's okay. Knowing that you are safe in the lifeboat that God has sent. The church, Jesus died for her and loves her and will receive her as a radiant bride, impeccable and perfect. And all of us, you and me, are part of that church. When Jesus returns, he will come as judge, but we are not afraid of that because Jesus is the one who died for us. And so the final verdict is already known. It is finished. The work of salvation is done, and it was done at the cross. The last day is unknown. All the day setters are wrong. But be sure that that day is coming. Don't be complacent. Take the return of Jesus as gospel truth. And finally, know this. The same Jesus that win everlasting life for us is the same Jesus that will come and meets us at the sacrament of the holy altar. As we take communion, be assured that the same Jesus comes and meets us to reassure us of his love and salvation and forgiveness that he won for all of us. Until that day, the day of his return. So I began telling you that we were preparing for something special. Something special was coming up that Thursday. And it was a gathering for the whole family. We share Bible verses. We enjoy each other's company. And especially we enjoy a meal. And I'd like to show you the picture of my grilled turkey, okay? Don't be scared. Ruby, do you have that? So I was afraid that how will this come up. But I ended up well, actually. And it was good. All gone. So so it was great. But yet, we're still looking forward for that special time, for that special day, for that special moment. Something special is coming up. Jesus returned. Let us pray. Father of mercy, as we gather today here at your church to hear about your promises, to hear about your word, to hear about you, Lord, strengthen faith in all of us so we can cling into your promises, and more importantly, that you keep our minds straight, that we can look forward to that day when your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, returns and we'll spend our eternity with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.